Fishing. Oh yeah, there's a lot of fishing. I wrote it all down so that I don't forget stuff. So May 10th, on Mother's Day, we had fish stocking this year. We put $2,000 in the lake, which is expensive. This year we actually went with slightly larger trout, because I think a lot gets, if we get them too small, they get eaten too much by the big lake trout. We put 615 trout in the lake, about half of them browns and about half of them rainbows. I had a lot of help. The Rotella family was there en masse, and Dan Rogers was there to help stocking the lake and carry the bucks to the water. Any questions about stocking? All right, July 4th, we had the fishing contest. It was our 13th fishing contest, and as that number says, it was a terrible day to have a fishing contest. I was sitting there at 6:30 in the morning, and it started raining, and I thought, this is going to be a really bad day. I hope somebody shows up. And actually, to be honest, it was amazing. We had 30 fishers, young, most of them young, all excited. In the rain, and the rain went from really a little bit of rain to a little bit more rain, a little bit colder to even more rain, and by 10 o'clock it was pouring. But everybody held on and finished. The biggest trout this year was, and that was also the biggest fish of the contest, was, I should say, gracefully by Grayson put into Olivia's name. Olivia Tremonti actually got the fish to her name, but Grayson was in the same boat. He won the year before. He knows how to catch trout. So I don't know. Olivia caught the biggest fish. The second biggest fish was Kurt Ecker. Biggest trout was Kurt Ecker with the brown trout. Olivia's was the lake trout. You catch a lake trout, you're pretty much guaranteed to win. That's how it goes. Dan Rogers caught a lake trout, was a little bit smaller, 1.5 pounds. And the biggest non-trout was actually brought in by Cassie Dawson. Very last minute. Next year, you got to be before 10 o'clock. You can't have it at 10 o'clock.
And I don't drive the boat without my husband.
By that time, it was pouring, but I think it was. Everybody had a good time, despite the rain. I was a little bit worried at a certain moment about Dale Graybach. He was rowing his grandchildren, and he was, I could see, just he didn't have any rain wear on, and he was getting colder and colder. I thought he's going to get a pneumonia on it. I said, why don't you go home? Everybody gets a prize. Don't worry about it. He stuck to it. He did not know quitting. So that was the fishing contest. That was our 13th fishing contest. It was the first time we ever really had so much rain. On July 11th, it's not fishing, but it's we had a cleanup thing. I should still make a remark about that, because the only people showing up for the lake cleanup drive around the lake was Mark and Kathy. And I am an easy quitter. I said, you guys just continue walk around the lake, and I'll just go back in the house. But next year we'll try again. And we already talked about the fish. That's it for me. Fishing report.
Great, thanks.